Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, today we're going to take a look at something which is in the news. The entire population of a small Swiss mountain village has had to relocate over the past week because the mountain above their little town could come crashing down on their houses any day. In this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a look at the situation. So, Dario, let's take a look at this little town. Where, because some people might be confused when they've been reading the papers, where is this happening?
Yes, we're talking about the village called Brienz in the canton of Graubünden. Now, careful, this is not the more famous Brienz on the shores of the lake with the same name in the Bernese Oberland. So not touristy Brienz in Bernese Oberland, but small, tiny Brienz, less touristy in Graubünden, a location that counted around 85 people before they all had to leave last Friday due to an imminent landslide, as you said, that threatens to bury their municipality.
Now, why is this landslide likely happening?
Well, because the earth is moving constantly around the area of this Brienz in Graubünden. The village lies below an erosion area and on top of a landslide area that has been in motion for centuries. Measurements in 2019 showed that currently the soil layers shift downhill with the village on top of it about 1 meter per year.
And they've been living there for centuries. I mean, someone maybe should have said, yeah, I mean, maybe they should have moved earlier. Who knows?
Maybe that's why there are only 85 people left.
Yes, okay, fair enough. Now, the thing is, though, it is actually quite, let's say, geologically interesting, if that's not an oxymoron.
Yes, Brienz is constructed on a layer of harder dolomite rock underneath which there is a layer of soft shale, which cannot withstand the loading pressure and slowly oozes out below the village. The same way you would have the cream ooze out of a layered cake if you pushed down on it, right?
Now, what an image. Right.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Now at the bottom of the valley, the lowest part of that shale is constantly being eroded away by the Albula River. The whole hillside, therefore, gradually loses its hold.
Okay, now the thing is, the people who are living there right now, and they've all been told to leave. We've actually got, interesting today, I think it happened yesterday, they've issued a blue alert, which I found out is higher than a red.
Higher than the red alert, yes. I also learned this with that story. Blue alert, at least for geological dangers,
right.
Higher than red alert, indeed.
Okay, now the thing is, though, they should be aware and of this because it's been moving for quite, as you say, quite a long time because they've already had a big landslide 100-odd years ago.
Yes, in the 1870s already, there was a big landslide that went down next to Brienz. And whenever there were prolonged periods of rain, the whole area began moving faster. At times in the early 20th century, even at a speed of 1 meter per day. But of course, that didn't necessarily tear the whole village apart because it's sitting on top of this layer. But it's still, I imagine it would be quite an impressive thing to happen if you have your whole village moving at a speed of 1 meter a day.
Right, yes. Yeah, you'd actually sort of notice that, frankly, I think. Is there nothing that can be done to stop all this movement?
Well, yes, there are things that can be done and were done in the past. Measures were actually taken to slow down the movement in the mid-20th century. Reforestation of the hillside and the building of a system of drainage tunnels that would help evacuate excess rainwater, which accelerate the movement, helped slow down this whole area and stopped it from moving. But in the past years, movement has increased once again at such a pace that a major landslide most likely can't be avoided now because, of course, yes, you can imagine boring tunnels and reforestation is not it's not a measure that you can do from one day to the next.
Yeah,
right?
So that's not a quick solution. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not quick intervention. It's over a long term. And now these measures sort of failed, at least for this bigger movement that we're waiting for now.
So this, of course, explains why the people actually had to leave.
Yes, exactly. The area around Brienz has been very closely observed by geologists in recent years, right? There are cameras that have constantly captured the movement of this hillside. And in April of this year, they estimated the danger of a landslide above the village to be acute. A big landmass of rocks and gravel situated above the village is expected to come down in the next days or weeks, which is why the last week the municipality ordered the complete evacuation of the village, and which is also why now we're in this blue danger. What did you call it?
A blue alert.
Thank you. And 84 inhabitants and several animal herds had to leave and resettle. And until further notice, no one is allowed back in the danger zone or in the village, you could say. And the inhabitants also don't know if they will ever be able to go back because, of course, for one, their houses could be buried.
Right.
And for two, it could just be decided that it is permanently going to be too dangerous to let anybody go back into the village.
No, that's true, because obviously that makes me seriously very worrying for the people there, because as you say, I mean, they might never see their house again, because it may actually get destroyed in the next few days. And as you say, maybe people won't go back again. One thing I did notice about the blue alert means even the police can't enter. So so there's no one can get in there. They've closed the roads around there, obviously, in the local railway. The ration barn is shut as well. I mean, this is like a real complete shutdown of that whole area at the moment.
It's a ghost town now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they even moved the cows.
Yes, they did move the cows. I saw some images last week of some very emotional people and emotional farmers. There were two farmers still in the village. I mean, it is a tiny village, but of course, still...
it's their home.
Emotional. It's their home. And it was actually also reported internationally on this news. At least The Guardian did a piece on this village, who is now completely empty, and its population.
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, the way I'm reading it right now, this is not a matter of if this rock falls, it's just a matter of when, frankly, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Right,
and
anyway.
It's also a matter of, could it actually go past the village?
Right.
So there is a possibility that whatever comes down there doesn't hit the village as much as expected, but they can't know for sure, so it's better to move everybody out.
Okay, right. We shall obviously watch the news for that. Dario, thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again or others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/Swiss Up.